Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The night is warm and pleasant across Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing mild conditions while Jerusalem remains clear under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke on U.S. television earlier today, stating that the fight with Hezbollah should be seen separately from the conflict with Iran, according to JTA. Also, the European Union has approved sanctions on West Bank settlers after Hungary dropped its veto, including sanctions on leading Hamas figures, reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour. The Times of Israel reports that discussions are brewing on whether recent Iranian proposals could push the United States towards military action. Separately, Reuters via Walla noted that EU foreign ministers have agreed to impose new sanctions on what they describe as violent Israeli settlers in Judea and Samaria. And finally, I-24 News highlights that Israeli lawmakers are urging police to open the Temple Mount to Jews on Jerusalem Day. Here's what people are saying online. Seth Franzman, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, posted just minutes ago that strengthening Syria-UAE ties will benefit many parties involved. Belaz News reported earlier today that the EU imposed sanctions against Israelis and organizations in Judea and Samaria due to alleged settler violence, which Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar condemned as morally distorted. The Israel Foreign Ministry noted just now that the EU has not officially published the sanctions list, raising concerns about transparency and suggesting the sanctions target political views rather than actions. Now for more on those stories, starting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's appearance on 60 Minutes, he emphasized that the conflict with Hezbollah should not be conflated with Israel's tensions with Iran. This statement comes amidst ongoing regional instability and aims to clarify Israel's strategic stance. For the Israeli public, this means a continued focus on both fronts without confusion. Turning to European Union sanctions, both the Jerusalem Post and Walla reported on the new measures against Israeli settlers and Hamas figures. The sanctions, which follow Hungary dropping its veto, reflect a significant EU policy shift that could impact diplomatic relations and on-the-ground tensions in the West Bank. Meanwhile, as covered by the Times of Israel, discussions are intensifying over a recent Iranian proposal that might escalate U.S. involvement militarily. This development coincides with Netanyahu's recent media statements, suggesting potential geopolitical shifts that could affect regional stability. On the economic front, first, according to CTEC, Bank Leumi's CEO stated at a recent conference that AI advancements will help revolutionize the bank's spending structure, highlighting resilience in Israeli high tech. Separately, Mariv Business reports that the Economic Committee is advancing a law to create a credit data registry for businesses, which could lead to significant annual savings and impact the financial landscape. And finally, Walla Business shared the inspiring journey of Dr. Noam Solomon, whose company, Immunai, is expanding its agreement with AstraZeneca, showcasing the innovation and growth potential in Israeli startups. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.